The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
When I walk through a jam, no one knows who I am. Put your head on my chest, and I'm Mr. Success. Never closed me a deal. All at once I'm a wheel. Just your head on my chest, and I'm Mr. Success.
As me and Arthur walking down the street with our hats on, Arthur, right? We have our
I like Joe. I like the imagery.
You and me go down there with you and me wearing the fedoras, you know, which is great. Arthur Idala will join us. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8:06 right now on this Tuesday, October 27th, a monumental day. And we're going to get into the riots in Philadelphia, another city on fire, of course. And we'll get into it at 9:40. We'll talk to Chris Stegall from our sister station in Philadelphia. But right now, I wanted to talk to Arthur Idala because I don't want to lose sight of this epic, historic day and Amy Coney Barrett being confirmed. Arthur, I'm so impressed with your knowledge of the Supreme Court. You go just like someone would go to a sporting event. You go watch these Supreme Court cases.
No,
am I right?
That's actually true. Joe, I was very lucky in the summer of 1991 to study with Justice Scalia in Italy. And he and I, you know, when you just have chemistry with someone, shit. I was 23 and I think he was 52, which is exactly my age now.
Wow.
And that was it. We were friends. We were friends forever. And the fact that she refers to Justice Scalia as our mentor, and those listeners who don't know, she clerked for Justice Scalia. Every year the justices get to pick four people to clerk for them. And usually they're from Harvard, Yale, Stanford are like the big three. I mean, but they're almost always from there. So it's a tremendous achievement for her, for Justice Barrett, coming from Notre Dame, because it's just not a typical poll for the justices. And the fact that she keeps, you know, referring to Justice Scalia and all the write-ups refer to Justice Scalia, obviously it warms my heart that his legacy is strong. But I got to tell you, Joe, studying the court and studying Justice Scalia.
Yes, sir.
If Justice Barrett is really in the mold of Justice Scalia, you know, we shouldn't use the words like conservative and liberal and this and that. You know, Justice Scalia interpreted the Constitution the way it was written. And, you know, I don't think when Ronald Reagan appointed Antonin Scalia, he thought that Antonin Scalia would be the justice who said it was okay to burn the American flag. I'm pretty sure Ronald Reagan would have thought, no, Scalia, you can't let Americans burn the flag. That's not a patriotic thing to do. But yet, Justice Scalia found under the First Amendment, if it's your flag and you own it, well, you know what? In the United States of America, the reason why this country is so great, you can burn the American flag. And there are a lot of decisions that Justice Scalia wrote that were very pro-defendant, allowing people who were charged with and convicted of horrible crimes to go free. And you know what he told me, Joe? He told it to me over lunch one day. He said, I sleep best the nights of those decisions where I hate the outcome. I hate the outcome, but I know I did what the Constitution dictated me to do. Scalia didn't want to let a guy who was convicted of murder, but if the Constitution dictated that that was the right thing to do, and that's what Justice Scalia did, he said he slept like a baby. And I forecast that Justice Barrett will be the same type of justice, that she will be dictated by the law, by the Constitution, and if there are changes to be made in our society, they should not be made by 9 unelected lawyers. They should be made by the legislature, who is beholden to the voters in the voting booths, as we will see a week from today.
Yeah, so what, explain to us originalism, you know, and the different kinds of, you know.
So I'll give you a very simple example. And again, this is the Scalia case. There was a case where a child was accused of, a man was accused of sexually abusing a child. Okay. And so the judge did not want to put the child through the trauma of re-experiencing and reintroducing the defendant, the person who attacked this kid, in the courtroom. So the judge put the kid to testify in another room, testified on closed caption TV, you know, through a screen. And the guy was convicted, and Scalia threw the conviction out, because in the Constitution, it says a defendant has a right to be confronted by his accuser. And Scalia said, no. Being in another room telling a television camera what happened is not what the framers meant when they said confrontation. Confrontation means you have to be in the same room looking at someone eyeball to eyeball. And he dismissed the case, or he reversed the case and sent it back down for a new trial. He hated that result. He didn't want to take a guy who was convicted of attacking a child and giving him a new trial. But he said the Constitution dictated that you can't – a confrontation means eyeball to eyeball, not television screen to television camera to television screen. And that's how Justice Barrett will look at the Constitution. If the words say something like you have the freedom to express yourself, and that can easily be interpreted as burning the American flag, well, you know what? That's what the Constitution says you can do. That's what you can do.
So it's going to be a great ride.
I mean, it's going to be a great ride. And by the way, I believe she chose Justice Clarence Thomas last night, not the president, because.
Oh, Justice I get it.
Justice Thomas was the closest to Justice Scalia on the bench at the time of his death. They really piled around and hung out a lot. Although Scalia was friends with everyone, and everyone knows he was best friends with Justice Ginsburg. But I think because when she clerked for Justice Scalia, you know, Justice Clarence Thomas would be in and out of Scalia's chambers and vice versa quite often. So I think that's what she did for herself.
Yeah. And I got so much to talk to you about. Just to talk about textualism, this a formalist theory, the interpretation of the law, correct me if I'm wrong, Arthur, is primarily based on the ordinary meaning of the legal text. I mean, correct. It's confusing to us. So Judge Barrett, like Antonin Scalia, is an original. It deals with originalism. And then now who deals with textualism, and is that worse?
It's basically the same thing. So Justice Scalia in his chambers would have a dictionary from the early 1800s to see what words meant at the time they were put into the Constitution. And his theory was, which, by the way, before the Warren Court in the 1950s and 60s, that was the way the Constitution was always interpreted. Scalia just brought back the way it used to be interpreted before but the civil rights movement, et cetera, where the court, in Scalia's opinion and Justice Barrett's opinion, became too powerful. Basically, laws are supposed to be made by the legislature that is held accountable by the electorate, not by 9 judges.
Let's look at
abortion, right? That's the big.
Yeah, well, just give me the words. Let's break down, Arthur, if you would. Then I want to go there, because that's what everybody's afraid of. But originalism, textualism, to the regular
it means what the words say is what the words mean. And they're the same thing, basically. Correct. Yes, they're the same thing. And that judges should not be making their own definition. They shouldn't be changing the meanings of the words.
Now, what is wrong? Stay with me on this. What is wrong with that? Why are they criticizing Antonin Scalia for that? Because that would make all the sense in the world to be.
What Scalia used to joke about all the time was when they would give tours of the Supreme Court, and they would talk about certain justices, they would like, oh, they believe in a living constitution. And Scalia would be like, what am I, the guy for the dead constitution? In other words, they Justice Brennan from, you know, the 70s and the 80s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and the more liberal Thurgood Marshall, they took it upon themselves to expand definitions of in the Constitution there to meet the modern day, let's just say, way of the world. And so they became legislators. So let's talk about the abortion thing. The 14th Amendment says everyone has a right to privacy. Okay, a right to privacy. The Brennan court, the Warren court, said, well, a right to privacy means a right to abortion. Now, even Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that was not the way to go. That was a bad decision. I'll make you laugh to your listeners. Scalia used to say, remember the old Prego tomato sauce commercial? It's in there. Oregano, it's in there. Pepper, it's in there. Scalia used to lecture to hundreds of people and say, listen, the United States Constitution is not Prego tomato sauce. Everything is not in there. There are certain things that are in there, and the things that aren't in there, that's Congress's job to make them rights or make them illegal to prevent them. It's not the court's job, and it was his position and many justices' position on the right to life, on the abortion issue, is that it should not be in the Constitution. It's not in the Constitution as a right, but Congress has the ability to pass a law that simply says no state shall ban a woman's right to seek an abortion after, before the third trimester or whatever, however they want to do it. But a lot of people want the court to do that. You know why, Joe? Because they don't think in the United States of America there would be enough votes in Congress to pass such a law. So they want the court to do something that Congress is supposed to be doing. And if you think about it from an egotistical point of view, Scalia and Thomas and Alito and sometimes Roberts, they think that the court is being made too powerful. They want it to be less powerful. They want to just call balls and strikes and let Congress pass the laws that change our way of living and change our way of life.
Yeah, thank you. And then with Roe versus Wade, there's no way that's going to be called back, or they'll go back. And this is what everybody's afraid of, I believe.
I do not see that happening. You know, there is something called precedent, which means respect for the past decisions of the court, and stare decisis, which is the same concept, which is when the court already rules on an issue, they're not supposed to go back and then re-rule on the issue. And I know Justice Roberts. I know him personally now through Justice Scalia. I've met him many times. I've studied his court. I've read books on his court. He guards his relationship. It's his court. He guards his reputation, I meant to say, jealously, as he should. And he's going to do everything he can to make the United States Supreme Court look like an apolitical body or a bunch of brilliant lawyers who are just looking at the law, looking at the Constitution, and calling balls and strikes the way they see them, not based on their political affiliation. It may be an idealistic way of viewing things, and that's why we'll end talking about Scalia, because Scalia did vote with the left. Scalia did, as they said, make people's heads turn when he voted in favor of cases for criminal defendants and people having the freedom of speech, because he said, hey, that's what the words say, that I'm bound by the words. And I am very hopeful and predicting that Justice Barrett is going to do the same exact thing. She studied at the right hand of Justice Scalia for a full intense year, writing his opinions. Yeah. She's going to do the same thing. And if it pisses people off, pisses Donald Trump off, she's not going to care. Scalia didn't care what Ronald Reagan thought when he was writing these opinions. As soon as as of today, Justice Barrett is no longer beholden to anyone on the world except that Constitution.
She recuses herself if the election comes and ends up in the Supreme Court? Does she recuse herself?
Absolutely not. And you know what's sad to me a little bit, Joe, is that the hearings were done very well. Loy, who conducted the hearings for the Senate? I'm having a senior moment.
Lindsey Graham
did a great job. When Dianne Feinstein, the 87-year-old liberal icon compliments him and says, you ran one of the best hearings. He gets, she gets called to the carpet by Schumer, basically telling him you shouldn't compliment your adversary. I mean, what kind of BS is that?
Exactly.
That's the problem in America right now.
That's exactly right. Arthur, you're right on the money. Arthur, thanks for the expertise, boss. We appreciate it. Love to the family, Arthur.
Right now. By the way, I was texting with Aldo Tullo all night and wishing him good luck and good prayers.
Yeah.
Today he's given the eulogy, and he's a good man. We love Alan, and God bless his mom.
He'll be back tomorrow, and he's doing, and he All is right. considering the circumstances. He's doing great. Arthur, thank you. Appreciate the breakdown. Arthur Idala, right there. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, we're going to break. We want to make way for Gordon Chang. Debbie's on the roads right here on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning to you, Joe, and good morning, Arthur. Over to the Bruckner. It's pretty busy westbound, getting right out toward the Hunts Point drawbridge. Cross Bronx eastbound by the Deegan. We're getting reports of a collision there. Eastbound belt at Flatbush Ave. Watch out for a crash. It's busy on the Gowanus East, getting up and out toward the Prospect. So prepare for delays. Westbound belt, pretty busy out by Kennedy Airport. Getting reports of problems on the LIE westbound at the Seafruit Oyster Bay with an accident off on the shoulder. The Wanton northbound getting up toward Old Country Road, getting up into Newcastle. Watch out for an accident as well. Inbound side of the GWB looks okay. Outbound is construction on the upper level. Lincoln 15 in, Holland about 20 minutes into town. Over on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur by 16W. And Turnpike northbound truck lanes by exit 10. Looks like some ongoing road work to contend with. Partly cloudy today, high of 59 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Columbus Citizens Foundation. Over 75 years they've been there promoting Italian-American culture and heritage. And they provided thousands of scholarships to Italian-American students who have academic ability but find themselves in need of financial aid for their education. We had a great chat with Taylor Tellianetti this morning. I tell you, these kids are great, and we need your help, though, to help the Columbus Citizens Foundation help these kids who are struggling to get to school. ColumbusCitizensFD.org. In 2021, Columbus Citizens Foundation is going to award their first annual Dr. Anthony Fauci Scholarship to be awarded to an Italian-American student with financial need pursuing graduate study in public health or epidemiology. That's something I would not have studied if I went to school. Epidemiology, forget about it. I love this, that the kids are looking to do that. But we need help to get these kids there, right? So you can go to, please, ColumbusCitizensFD.org. Columbus Citizens Foundation brings the Columbus Day Parade to New York City every single year. We will be back bigger and better than ever next year. You know it. And you can help them bring a quality education to Italian-American students in need by donating today. Please visit their site at ColumbusCitizensFD.org.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Customers, students, and staff expect a new level of clean. Cintas has the essential products and services to help you carry out cleaning protocols effectively. Cintas performs surface sanitizer and disinfectant spray services to common touch points, installs and refills touchless hand sanitizer dispensers, and provides commercial laundry services to help minimize employee exposure. Give everyone the confidence they need to keep coming back. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe Piscopo telling you about Michael's in Brooklyn. You know, Michael's is a takeout only. You know, they did such great things with the outdoor dining, and then we went indoors, and now, again, they said, well, you can't go in that part of Brooklyn. Oh, please, you know, please. But I love Michael's of Brooklyn. They are always there. They've been there in the community since 1964. They make the sauce there. As you listen around the country, you know they make Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. You could pick it up at your supermarket. You could go to Avenue Arnoster and pick up the sauce, but they're there for takeout only right now, just for a little while longer. Okay, here's the number for Michael's of Brooklyn for takeout: 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. What better way to make your family happy than to bring home a home cooked, fresh, made from scratch meal from Michael's of Brooklyn? Oh man, the best Italian in the world, and I love that Michael stays with it no matter what. You know, they do outdoor dining, they did it indoor dining, they did it. Now they're saying, well, it's takeout only in the area. But that's what you want to do. You want to go to Avenue R and Nostrand and pick up takeout from Michael's of Brooklyn. It's 718-998-7851. Remember, Michael's is takeout only. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Gordon Chang is a friend, and he's the utmost expert on everything on China and North Korea. Joe Piscopo on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Gordon, welcome back to the show, man. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Joe.
So, Gordon, first of all, I want to talk about China. They're doing this sanctions against Boeing and everything. But tell me about the virus. So can we start there, Gordon Chang? The virus. I mean, the more we get into it, the more I see how this virus doesn't go away, how insidious it is. I think the words designed, I think even the president used the word the virus was designed to do this. And you said a general was put in charge of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I mean, walk me through that so we know that this wasn't indeed a virus or a strain that was made into, and for lack of a better term, a bioweapon, Gordon Chang.
Yeah. The Wuhan Institute of Virology is suspected to be the source of the novel coronavirus, the pathogen behind COVID-19. And in late January, early February, China put its top biological weapons expert, General Chen Wei, in charge of the P4 lab there. P4 is the highest level biosafety lab, and it's the only P4 lab in China. And she was there, and I think she was put there to clean it up. Now, why would China put a biological weapons expert in charge of the lab
exactly
if it were there just for civilian purposes? So we've got to be really concerned. And got to remember that, after she cleaned up the lab, then we have China opening up the lab to NBC News to do that infamous tour. So there's a lot that's suspicious here.
Yeah, and you don't want to jump the gun, and people think you're a conspiracy theorist if you say, you will back up, Gordon, that you said that President Xi knew it was deadly, yet he still let it be released in a sense. And you said it was akin to murder, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of debate, scientific debate and otherwise, about how the novel coronavirus started. But there are things that we do know for sure. And we do know that Chinese leaders only admitted the coronavirus was contagious on January 20, but they knew at least 5 weeks earlier that it was highly contagious. And if they had said nothing, that would have been grossly irresponsible. But what they did was they tried to convince the world it was not contagious, and they enlisted the help of the World Health Organization for that. And to make matters worse, what they did was Xi Jinping pressured countries to accept arrivals from China without travel restrictions or quarantines, at the same time that he was locking down China with travel restrictions and quarantines. So he thought that these measures were effective, and so he had to think that by leaning on countries to accept Chinese travelers, that he was spreading the disease to them. So you put those two things together, Joe, and there's no question that he spread the disease beyond China's borders deliberately, which means that this was murder, which because of the scale, now more than, what, 1 million, 1 million one deaths worldwide. This is mass murder.
It didn't come from Europe. I mean, maybe did it come into America from Europe? But people say, oh, it came in from Europe. It's not, it didn't come from Europe. It came from the communists in China, correct, Gordon?
Well, absolutely. It came from Wuhan. That we know. The first cases were reported there. You know, there's some scientific debate that it actually started in southern China and was carried by an asymptomatic patient to Wuhan. That's possible. Unlikely. Yeah. But, you know, it's possible. Yeah. But it came from China. It didn't come from the U.S. And we got to remember that the Chinese Foreign Ministry tried to tell the world on March 12th that this patient Patient Zero was an American and that the U.S. Army possibly spread it to Wuhan. This is ludicrous.
Oh, my God. And now, and stay with me on this, Gordon. You're the best. You're the absolute best. But some of us are so upset with this because I don't want to blame. Everybody's blaming everybody. And then you get right to the heart of the matter. And it's not the great people of China. I know how much you admire the good people of China, the magnificent people of China. It's the Communist Party, man. I know that. So they've been, should we? And I have this idea that the president should just step back and look. We got to get all the like a G7 or just a group of countries that have been affected from Japan to Australia to all throughout Europe, and there should be reparations from China to pay for the trillions of dollars that's costing us in stimulus money. Is that too much to ask, Gordon Chang?
Well, certainly not too much to ask, and you know we'll never be recompensed for the deaths, but the thing is, we cannot allow Chinese leaders to think that they can spread another disease, because the coronavirus is not the last disease that will be Chinese soil. And we cannot let them think that they can do this again. So we have to impose big financial costs on them unless we want to have another global pandemic and another million people dead.
Oh, you know what, Gordon? My sister said the same thing. She said the same thing. She goes, you know what? What do they have next? That's what worries her, is what's next. You just touched on it. You're right. If there's no consequences to what they did, they very well may let another virus be released. That's what you're saying, Gordon Chang, correct?
Absolutely. You know, this is a question of deterrence. And if we don't deter, we're going to have Chinese leaders spread the disease again, because they think that they will be able to cripple other societies and gain an advantage. And Xi Jinping right now is trying to extend Chinese influence while he sees the U.S. and other societies are stricken by the disease that came from Wuhan.
And Gordon, not to make it political, because you really are apolitical and we love you for that, but if Joe Biden gets in, and we, you and I chatted about this before, and nothing against Joe Biden personally, but my main fear is when people say to me, how do you vote for Donald Trump? I go, because if Joe Biden gets in, this guy is bought and sold by President Xi. Is that too dramatic when I say that?
Well, you know, the New York Post allegations to say exactly that, and we also know a couple other things. Last Friday, when confronted by a CBS reporter, Biden failed to deny the allegations. He said he had, quote-unquote, no response. He called the New York Post stories a, quote-unquote, smear. And then he tried to smear the CBS reporter. Also, we know that Biden has said he's never been involved in the business discussions of his children, and yet there is testimony from Bobulinski that Biden was intimately involved in the business negotiations and the China business negotiations of Hunter.
And walk me through this, Gordon, too. That China, communist China, is trying to take over the ports all around the world. All around the world. They were going to come into Los Angeles. Correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon. And President Trump stopped that because they wanted to own that port in Los Angeles. This is dangerous. They'll come in. Not to mention taking over the IT. It is not the manifesto of the Communist Party to take over this country, Gordon Chang.
Well, it certainly is. It is to overthrow the U.S. government. We saw that this spring that the Chinese government and the Communist Party actually fomented violence in the United States by identifying Americans likely to participate in Black Lives Matter and Antifa protests and then sending them videos on how to riot. That's from a Radio Free Asia story. There are also unconfirmed reports that the Chinese government organized some of the riots in end of May, early June in Washington, D.C., because you've had a number of people report that protesters were speaking Mandarin, they were acting in coordination with other Chinese protesters, and some of them were actually overheard saying things that suggested Chinese government organization of the Chinese protesters. This mirrors stuff that we heard about Chinese protesters in Los Angeles and other Southern California locations. It's unconfirmed, Joe, but we need to investigate.
Yeah, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang. And Gordon, before we let you go, sir, and appreciate your valuable time, Boeing, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, now China's going to bring sanctions to these companies to retaliate, I guess, for us getting upset. Oh, that they spewed a virus upon us. Is that what's happening?
Well, it's for sales of about $1.8 billion of military hardware to Taiwan. And the sanctions are really meaningless because they're not on Boeing itself. They're on the defense division of Boeing, which really doesn't do any business with China. You know, they're not sanctioning the civilian aircraft. They imposed sanctions on Lockheed Martin in July. Meaningless. Meaningless.
So it's nothing to worry about, Gordon.
No. And we should be supporting Taiwan. We've got Beijing's attention. We need to defend Taiwan because it's a crucial part of our Western defense perimeter. And we cannot allow China to take over any democracy, especially one as important as Taiwan. So it's in our interest to protect Taiwan.
You're the best, Gordon Chang. I tell you what, we just love having you on. Thank you for your – and you got to follow Gordon on Twitter because you are just speaking the – it's so vital that you follow Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, we love you. Love to Lydia. And hopefully we'll see you on the road sooner than later, my friends.
Thank you so much, Joe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Gordon. Thank you. There's the man right there, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the Radio 836. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Congressman Lee Zeldin will join us in the next hour. And Madison Jesioto will join us as well. And you always at 877-970-2999. Tom Note has the news in for Al Gattulo this morning right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
It's 56 degrees under overcast skies. What's going on? We have the answer. Early voting is underway for the fourth day in New York City, but elected officials are criticizing the long wait times that were seen during the first 3 days. Some city parents are upset that the Department of Education is forcing them to make a decision about blended learning, which would be binding for the rest of the year. A group of protesters are hitting Mayor de Blasio and the NYPD with a police brutality lawsuit stemming from their treatment during the George Floyd demonstrations. The New York City Council is meeting today to discuss moped and e-scooter safety. At least 4 people have died this year in rebel scooter accidents. A new poll finds that first-term Staten Island Democratic Congressman Max Rose is in a very tight race with his Republican challenger, Nicole Malliotakis. And police are trying to figure out who killed a woman whose body was found behind a bush off the Horace Harding Expressway in Bayside on Friday. You now know what's going on. I'm Tom Note on AM 970, The Answer. Now, here's Debbie Duhame with the traffic.
Thanks, Tom. Let's go to the Cross Bronx eastbound out by the Deegan. Accident involving a tractor trailer and a car. It's on the shoulder, but watch out for volume there. It's kind of busy on the westbound side of the Cross Bronx through 3rd Avenue. Eastbound belt out by Flatbush Ave. Watch for a crash as well. And traffic moving slowly on the Cross Island northbound, getting up and out toward the Throgs Neck Bridge. Expect some stop-and-go traffic on the LIE westbound toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. On the Southern State Parkway eastbound, getting into Valley Stream, an accident is off on the shoulder. Inbound GWB is okay. Lincoln 20, Holland 20 minutes into town. Traffic is moving slowly on 109 South by Raymond Boulevard in Newark. However, it looks like an accident there was finally cleared. It was out there for quite a while. Partly cloudy today, high of 59. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. If finding a high-impact hire is a serious goal for your business, use Indeed. Their flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. Indeed will even give you a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post at Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Empire State Bank. I love Phil Guarneri, Empire State Bank. It's just great. It's like a community bank. I've been with Phil. I've been with Jeannie and Tom and Esmeralda. I know. We went to open a new bank. Phil goes, Joe, could you help us open a new bank? And we're so pleased. When people come on the show and they like advertise, you say the sponsors, they're more than that. They're family. They're family on the show. When you are kind enough to advertise on this program, you know you're family. And we like to tell you, and we like to make sure that it will do you good as the listener. You know, that it will help you out. Empire State Bank is great. It's so personal. And when we went to, we opened a Chinese bank, and they had this beautiful Chinese ceremony with the dragons and everything. It was just so fun. You know, and again, I had a cannoli place only in New York across the street. We bought the cannolis over to the Chinese bank. It was great. And was Empire State Bank right in the community. And that's how Phil worked. I've been to nonprofit, so many nonprofit events with Phil Guarneri. And then all the team from Empire State Bank go to the nonprofit to help out, you know, in Staten Island and all around New York, you know. So we want you to just go to ESBNA.com. This is your bank. And also, I'll tell you something else about Phil. I'm a big fan. Because Phil really, in his heart and his soul, and Jeannie and everybody over at Empire State Bank, they came up with the concept of that open banking where you go in and you're not, there's not like a, you know, a teller behind this whole, this cage. No, that Phil Guarneri invented the whole process of walking into an open bank, you know? And that was Phil's concept. It's a community bank. So you got business, personal checking, savings, online banking, mobile banking. Empire covers it right in your community. I can't tell you enough about this great organization, Empire State Bank. You go to ESBNA.com, please. Empire State Bank. They have locations on Staten Island and Brooklyn, all throughout the lower Hudson Valley. ESBNA.com. Empire State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment. But 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radio surgery to New York and body radio surgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today. 212-CHOICES.
You may not be aware, but we are in a season of change, and how we respond will have a lasting impact. For example, in December, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they plan on implementing a 0.5% fee on their loans, driving up the cost. Meaning, if you're considering a home purchase or refinance, it is time. Charlie Kirk here for Fellowship Home Loans, a team of mortgage professionals that you can trust. Mike, Brian, and the entire Fellowship team have helped thousands with home finance needs, and they're ready to serve you. I've met them. I trust them, and I believe you can too. So call our special number, 800-837-KIRK, 800-837-5475, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com/Charlie to get started. Take advantage of some of the lowest interest rates in history, but the clock is ticking. Call 800-837-KIRK, 800-837-5475, or fellowshiphomeloans.com/Charlie. Beat the clock. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 60134.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I'm telling you about Mike Lindell. Love Mike Lindell. Love My Pillow. And so this is going to sound creepy, but I went to, I went to a crazy day yesterday. I drove around. I'm driving hours in my car. Going to see Mom. I'm going to see Charlie. We drop by, pay respects to Al's mom, you know, down there. And I finally get home. And I go, and I grabbed the workout. I got the workout. And how about that, huh? I did. I grabbed real quick. I said to Allie, I said, I'm going to grab the workout. She goes, go for it, Dad. I went, yes. Yeah. So I got quick workout. Now I go, oh, I just got to lay down for a little while. And, you know, I went on and I put my head down on my pillow on my mattress topper. And then I had the Giza Dream Sheets because the girls that take care of the house, they come in once every couple of weeks. I get somebody come in, the whole team comes in, and they make my bed Because ordinarily, I'm just like a single, hardworking dad. Like, I'm not real. I'm like the bachelor guy. It's a mess. Please. So they make the bed. Now I lay down in the Giza Dream Sheets. Oh, it was so comfortable. They're so comfortable. I said, I have to talk about this in the morning. The Giza Dream Sheets from Mike Lindell. Now you get two sets for one low price, plus free shipping. And you know what? You get a 60-day money-back guarantee. You got nothing to lose, like we say in New Jersey, and a 10-year warranty. But they're so comfortable. How Mike comes up with these concepts is really wonderful. Giza Dream Sheets. The Giza Dream Sheets from, in a variety of sizes, by the way, and colors. And you get two sets for one low price, plus free shipping. 800-651-0798. It's 800-651-0798. But here, if you just remember this, please, MyPillow.com. You're driving, you know, and I know it's a hectic morning, as it always is, you know, for all of us. But remember this, please, MyPillow.com, and then the promo code is AM970, and you'll get two sets of those incredibly comfortable, to die for, like you're sleeping in a luxury hotel. The Giza Dream Sheets, two sets for one low price, plus free shipping for Mr. Lindell. MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM970. The Answer.
Oh, Pally. How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat?
Dino Paul Crescetti. Nice sweetheart of a guy. Just a sweetheart of a guy. And now, like, think about it. When did Joe Sebelia, he's young, but he's going to know this. The original Ocean's 11 came out when, Joe? 60?
1960.
No, it was 60.
Or 61?
Yeah, it was that early. So I'm a kid, and somehow I go to the movie to see that? I'm not sure, but I remember it was like one of my all-time, to this day, one of my all-time favorite films, the original Ocean's 11 with Mr. Sinatra. He comes up, and he came up with somebody wrote the script. He came up with the concept. So he had a dinner in the Springs, baby, in Palm Springs, and he called Sammy, and he called Joey Bishop, and he called all his gang, Dean Martin, and they all went to an Italian restaurant, and he goes, this is the script. I need you guys to do this, and they do Ocean's 11, and it's to this day a legendary picture with the quote unquote Rat Pack, right? So then they were doing shows at night,
oh, yeah,
getting up in the morning and doing the filming of Ocean's 11. But I'm a kid, and that's how I got introduced to Dean Martin, because I somehow bypassed, because I was too young for Martin Lewis. So I remember looking at Dean Martin and said, wow, this guy's spectacular, singing cool as a breeze, Dean Martin was, man. And then of course, I got to meet him when I was in SNL. I did a Dean Martin impression. I met him, and he was just a sweetheart of a guy. But just a great talent, an underestimated talent, because he was so natural on film. He was a good actor, so, and Dina Martin, you know, Dean's daughter, my dear friend, is such a good pal. So she's a pally. So a big shout out to Dino Paul Crescetti, one of the truly great talents of our time, Dean Martin. Hey, let me go. I feel like I got to do that. When people are nice to me, I don't forget. These guys were so nice to me. And Frank Sinatra was nice to me, too. That's why I always try to pay homage to my heroes. Hey, let me go to Jackie if I can. Jackie, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, good morning, everybody. I just want to, you know, the really magnificent Trump rally sponsored by the Jewish community on Sunday was fantastic. But what bothers me is I see the Trump rallies in very liberal Beverly Hills, California. There was no attacks against them, no rocks thrown at them, no pepper spray, no rotten eggs, nothing. And here, Jews sponsor a rally, and there's these attacks. I find it very concerning that so-called liberal tolerant New York City isn't becoming so, you know, tolerant and diverse anymore. And I think that's very concerning that as a Jew in, you know, conservative part of Brooklyn, that I have to be afraid walking with a Trump hat or a Trump flag or whatever, that I'm going to get beaten up because, you know, I want to support our wonderful president. Yeah. And I find this very, very concerning. Where's my freedom of speech in my life, Matt?
Jackie.
Too.
Jackie, stay with me, too. Yeah. You're absolutely right. How about when people come over and they God forbid, there's a gathering of a few Orthodox in a family, and then you get a knock on the door and you're going to get a citation because you're all together. How about that? That's very suspect.
The whole idea is like this. To me, I hate to say it like this. It sounds like Gestapo tactics. It's wrong. Because if you're going to have law and order and justice, it should be for every community in this New York City. And there's a high, COVID, percentage in other communities as well. And they're not being treated this way. Why is the Jewish community being targeted? We are following the laws. We're wearing masks. Or some people wear masks. Or some people... Look, I walk to a certain park. I don't wear a mask. I'm social distancing, for heaven's sake. You're going to have a law and order. It should be for everybody, and one group should not be targeted, against, other groups. And you know what else bothers me? It's like, when I talk about elections, they say, why do you Jews vote a certain way? And I was like, wait a minute. you can't lump us all together because liberal Jews are going a certain way, and conservative Orthodox Jews, you better believe it, every Orthodox Jew that I know is going to vote for President Trump. Every single one.
And so Jackie, too.
It's unbelievable.
Jackie, why? Could you? Do you say to your liberal friends, and I know we got a break, but do you say to your friends, Jackie, your Jewish friends, how do they vote de Blasio? How do they keep voting blindly Democratic? And not to mention in the House of Representatives, and I'm glad we're having this conversation because I've been railing about it for years. Ilhan Omar is in the House of Representatives. Rashida Tlaib. They are racists. They are anti-Semites. They hate Israel.
The thing is, what about, I could say, there's, radical left non-Jews, Nancy Pelosi. That's filled with, people have, different political perspectives. Yeah. But when people say, you Jews, it's like, already the alarms in my back of my head go, uh-oh, here we go again.
Yeah. Great.
And I was
great
like,
call.
I wish, in your audience would to know that not all Jews think alike, not all non-Jews think alike, and please stop all this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anti-Semitic stereotyping. It's really concerning to me.
Amen. Amen. Jackie, great phone call. God bless, and thank you so much. You're right on the money. Hey, we're going to take a break to Debbie. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. I love that. Thank you, Jackie. 8:51. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. The Wantagh northbound getting up toward Hempstead Turnpike, a collision. Southern State, very busy eastbound out through Valley Stream with an accident being cleared. Traffic slowing down. Cross Bronx eastbound right at the Deegan. That accident is off on the shoulder, and traffic is still moving solely on the FDR Drive north, getting up through Houston Street. More volume 40s up through the 60s. And prepare for stop-and-go traffic on the southbound side of the west side into 158th Street. Looks like an accident there was cleared. It's kind of busy this morning as you take a ride over to 46 eastbound. As you get out through Hackettstown, they're doing some construction. And watch for delays on 46 eastbound out by the Route 3 merge at ongoing project in Clifton. The New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes north by exit 10. Some ongoing road work there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. I love telling you about Relief Factor because I love to get you out of pain. You got it. Will you please at least go to ReliefFactor.com? ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free. 100% drug-free. And I tried it, and I'm going, Relief Factor, got to try it. I knew Pete and Seth for years. Pete goes, we're going to come on the air, talk to me and Al, right, with Laura in our sales department. And they go, I go, okay, so now I'm going to try it. And I'm going to be honest with you, right? So I start taking Relief Factor, and I got that pain in the knee. But forget about it. It was a surfing. Yeah, my age, I should not be surfing. I know. But I ripped a meniscus, whatever it was. Anyway, I had the pain, and the pain wasn't going away. And I go, and I'm not, and I don't like that. I don't like when I have pain like that. So I start taking the three-week quick start. I start the three-week quick start just like that. I'm telling you something. In 5 days, my pain went away. Now, I'm telling you what happened to me. This is, you want a clinical study? It's me, okay? It's me. It's your pal Joe on the radio. I take Relief Factor, and then the pain goes away in my knee. I go, this is great. great. And I stand. And then I could feel, you know, I didn't even realize. Sometimes you live with pain, you don't even realize it. In my hand from cracking the drums all those years, you know, I could feel it in the joint in my thumb. I take Relief Factor, that pain goes away. You owe it to yourself to try Relief Factor. That's what the 3-week quick start is about. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it can work for you. You got to give your body what it needs to heal itself. And you know what that is? It's Relief Factor. Will you at least try it? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or you can call 800-500-8384.
Do a little, do a lot, do your part. Folks, we're weeks away from Election Day, but voting has already started in some states. It's about to start in others. If you live in Ohio, for example, did you know that early in-person voting begins 28 days before the election? In Arizona, it's 27. That's why I need you to go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com right now. They'll get you the most trusted, up-to-date voting information. While you're there, please commit to take one person to the polls, just one, or help them complete a mail-in ballot. The 2016 election was decided by thousands of votes, not millions. And 300,000 of you across America have already gone to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. I want to see that number reach 1 million or more and make this the biggest get-out-the-vote effort in conservative history, one the liberal media cannot ignore. Do a little, do a lot. Do your part. Go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. KeepAmericaAmerica.com right now. That's KeepAmericaAmerica.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Mike Gallagher's our man. 5 before 9 o'clock. Mike, good morning. How you doing? Thanks for dropping by, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, my friend. Well, I'm doing great. A big night last night, a historic night, and a huge victory for the Trump administration. You know, a campaign promise fulfilled. The Democrats are flipping out all because the Senate did their duty, did their constitutional duty. And remember something, Joe. This happened because of their doing. Do you remember Harry Reid getting rid of the filibuster?
Yes.
They set this up. This was their doing. And Republicans said this is going to backfire. Mitch McConnell way back then said, don't do this. Well, they did it. And now there are three justices. Now, listen, forget the headline 6-3 conservative majority. It's not 6-3. It's 5-4. We've kind of lost Roberts.
Yeah. So it's 5-4. Exactly. Exactly right.
Know, it's not 6-3. And we don't know how Amy Coney Barrett is going to rule. But at the end of the day, it was a huge victory for a lot of people, particularly Lindsey Graham, who's facing a tough fight in South Carolina. Tough battle. He can't lose to Jamie Harrison, the liberal Democrat. That would be a disaster on many, many levels. But he's in for a tough fight. But he kind of led the way on this confirmation, and it was a big, big night.
It was so exciting to see because this is something, and she was Catholic, and she had the kids, and she has a handicapped child and black children, and it's just been so spectacular to see that someone like this step up, and it made me so proud. And then the way the president celebrated it, Mike, with the flags at the White House, this is great. We need this. We need this because it's okay to be proud of America. And by the way, Mike, too, the Democrat, what goes around comes around. You know, you're a good guy. You're a good, decent, compassionate man, Mike Gallagher. And I'm telling you, you know, you always do good. And I try to do the same thing and follow that credo. When the Democrats are going to impeach the president, when everything is bad, everything's dank and dour, and there's nothing that will help the country. What goes around comes around. They're going to get this big time and wait till the president wins in a landslide. Oh, you want to hear heads explode on the left? There it is, Mike Gallagher.
See, I needed this. Thank you for pumping me up. Now I'm ready to go at 10:05. Just tune in because, you know, you did all the heavy lifting. Thank you, Joe.
I love you, man. I love you.
Love you, too. Take care, Joe.
You're the best to get me fired up, too, Mike. He's such a good guy. 10:05 by Mike Gallagher. Hey, Joe Lubberg, how are we doing weather-wise today?
See, now with all this rain coming, you put me in a good mood, too. I know, it's a poo for you, a pluviophile. You're going to like the weather Thursday and Thursday night. The rest of us, maybe not so much.
No.
Love it. Clouds today for the most part. A little rain late tonight and tomorrow morning. Some sun tomorrow after an upper 50s. Then we get some rain, a lot of it Thursday and Thursday night.
Thanks, Joe. Lee Zeldin coming up.